Alma chapter 62. In the beginning of this chapter, Moroni marches to Pahoran, and as he marches, he raises the standard of liberty as he goes to the towns and villages, and thousands respond and take up arms and come with him to fight for freedom. And so then he joins the army of Pahoran, and they go to Zarahemla, and they defeat all the king men. And in verse 9 it says that they king men that were remaining were tried and executed according to the law. And we have to see here again that it's repeated that that the punishment for usurpation of power and authority is death. And it says in verse 10, this law should be strictly observed for the safety of their country. That applies to our country. And you will note that in our country and in our Constitution, it is the same law, and this is the one law that we do not enforce and we do not care about. Again, and just to make it clear then, it says then again in verse 11 that they had the things in order in the land of Zarahemla, having inflicted death upon all those who were not true to the cause of freedom. We see that it's not just not caring about freedom. We must be willing to stand up and support freedom, and that is what the Lord expects us to do and commands of us. And those who fight against it are to be purged and put to death. And as hard as that sounds and is, that's an impossible thing for us to accept during our day. But of course, during our day, we've almost lost all our freedom. All we have left is some prosperity that the Lord will soon take away. Well, then after having cleaned up Zarahemla, they then send men to resume the war with the Lamanites. And then on the way, they meet their first army of Lamanites, and they defeat them, and all of the prisoners take an oath and want to go live with the people of Ammon. And we begin to see that the Lamanites in these battles began to see the power of the Lord. And that we're talking about the Lamanites, not the dissenters. We've seen that the dissenters never will change, and they harden their hearts. But the Lamanites saw this, and they had a desire to repent and come unto the Lord and have him on their side. So then, having done that, they continue on, and they go to Nephi-hah, which was the original place where the Lamanites seized power. And they go to Nephi-hah, and they sneak into the city, and they're able to recapture Nephi-hah. And again, many of the Lamanites want to go join the people of Ammon. And so... we see that this actually began to be somewhat of a great missionary effort. And then it says that the Lamanites began to flee from the armies of the Nephites, and they fled from all the different armies until they'd all been pushed to one central location. And the Nephites then are able to surround the Lamanites, and before they do battle, then Teancum sneaks in and kills Amoron that night. And he himself is killed. And his epitaph is that he was a friend of liberty. And that's a great epitaph, but again we see that their eyes were not on Christ, and they did not have their eyes single to the glory of Christ and being one with him. And an epitaph that we would best like to have would have been a friend of Christ. But nonetheless, do not think that these are wicked men. And these are men that are supported and strengthened by the Lord, because the Lord expects us to stand up for liberty. But again, wicked men will listen to the flatterings of others and fall away from their true charge to defend liberty. Well, then on the next day, Moroni slaughtered the remaining Lamanites. And that's the end of the war, and they flee back to their country, and that ends that war. And the summary of the war is is in verse 40, and it says that because the Nephites were iniquitous, they had had this happen to them, but the only reason they were spared is because of the righteous that were among them. And the strongest group of the righteous we know were the people of Ammon. And so we see that, again, the Lord supported the people of Ammon. Supported them because of the people of Ammon, and this was a great strength to them. And because of these afflictions for all these years, many people did become humble, and they were ready, therefore, to receive the Word of God. So again, it says in verse 42 through 46, again, they needed to establish a church in the land, and they were, because the people are humbled. But we must note that there was freedom in the church also, and that the reason that the church could fall apart was because of this freedom, and the people had their free agency. And what would be worse than that, the worst thing is obviously when men usurp the power and authority over the church, and that is the thing that leads them to sure destruction, as today, where the churches do not have the freedom to worship God according to the dictates of their own conscience, where they can study and learn how to come unto Christ. They are taught to come unto these men and unto the church. And we think that because of this tight control that we are doing good, but we will see that that is condemned further in the Book of Mormon, and that it will result in the Lord's judgment in the last days. Notice that it does say that the people prospered because they remained humble, and then in verse 51, it says they did pray unto the Lord their God continually. Now again, we hope that that would be true, but they had humbled themselves, and praying continually means that all day long your heart is poured out to God and your eye becomes single to Him. I have cause to believe that this is not exact, that this was just a phrase used by Helaman, that it was not the state of these people, as we will see, for in a few years they immediately turned back to their iniquitous ways, which mean they were not sincere, which mean they truly were not pouring their hearts out daily to the Lord, which means when you pour it out, you pray for Him to help you, but you pray for Him to help you to repent, and once you get into that repentant path, it is difficult for you to turn back out of it because of the growth you have, and I do not believe these people were truly in that repentant path, which is again marked by this continual desire to pray unto the Lord for His support. Well, we then see in verse 52 that Helaman dies, and I seal that last portion by reviewing that all there was a few mentions in here of the name of Christ. There was no discussion, there was no direction to come unto Christ or to turn to turn to Christ. All there was the more general nature of following God, which is a level of righteousness, but we must continue to progress. That level is akin to the law of Moses, and all it is a discipline-building stage for being able to, on your own self-discipline, follow Jesus Christ. These people could not reach the state of being able to truly follow Jesus Christ themselves, and that's the state they were in, and therefore we will continue to see as we move on that they will continue to have difficulties.